Welcome back into the Chiles Center. Here, our post-game show is Portland victorious 71-62 over the Maine Black Bears. And now we get a chance to talk to our AAA player of the game, Malcolm Porter, brought to you by AAA Oregon. Keep life going tonight. Malcolm, 12 points, 6 rebounds, big steals, big defensive plays down the stretch, a huge dagger three to beat the shot clock. But you and I were talking, and we got contributions from seemingly everybody all up and down at different points in the game. Quincy Farabee and you kind of sparked the final push, but you guys are really proud of the effort you got the entire game long.
Yeah, our bench was great this game. I thought Quincy came in and played great for us. He had that big and one that kind of started the little spark that we had. And I think he played great for us. He made some tough shots. Taki came in. He played good. So I think our bench really won us the game. I think our bench played great. So that was a great team win overall.
Well, starters got you off to a nice start. It's nice to see Tahiro Diabate get it going. It was tough playing some teams that had a lot of big guys. And with Hugh not available early on, he was dealing with all sorts of banging. But he gets 18 points tonight. And Chase Adams really setting him up early.
I mean, Chase is just great, man. He's phenomenal. As you can see him play, he just gets to the gaps. He creates. He doesn't even care about scoring. He wants to make others better. So that's why we love him. It's just because he likes to set us up for distance and stuff. And D, man, D, you've seen D. He's a beast. He every game he's gone off. So he's a beast for us. He'll be a big piece for us this year. In the paint and outside. So I think he'll be great for us this year.
Jen here with Malcolm Porter, the redshirt junior. Catalyst for the final push for the Pilots getting the win tonight. I want to go back to the L.A. trip. Obviously, you open up against Willamette, a Division III school. You did what you were supposed to do, kind of blow them out of the gym, but I don't think we really knew what this team was going to be about. Able to get on the road. You guys were all hanging out together in the buses and the planes and the airports and stuff. And even though the USC game got away from you at the end, I thought you guys maybe even proved to yourself that this is a completely different group from last year. You have a different mentality. It's kind of all for one, one for all. How important was that USC game to spur these last couple of wins?
That away trip was so important for us. I mean, everyone outside of our team doesn't understand our team. We've been practicing for the past 2-3 months, so they don't really know what we've been through. And we know our team's capable of winning a lot of games this year. And I think we would do that. And I think that we just showed the whole conference against USC, who won the top teams in the Pac-12, that we can hang with them. And we won that game without Theo, without Hugh. So we're missing pieces. And I think we showed teams that we're gonna be totally different this year and just wake people up. I think
you're off to a 3-1 start now. The nice thing is you get to be home for the next couple of weeks. A road game Wednesday at Portland State. Little rivalry. They got the best of you last year. I know you guys will rest tonight and tomorrow, start working on film, but some good practices. I know how bad you guys want that one.
Yeah, I mean, we all want that one. In-state rival, that's going to be a big test for us, just how the way they play. I mean, they press, they crash the boards every time. So they're a good team. They're a great team. So they got us the past 2 years, so I think we need to come out and just play harder and just be aggressive and try to get that win.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement, not only about the results, but about how the way this team is playing early in the season. Malcolm Porter, our AAA Oregon player of the game, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Appreciate it.
We'll let you get a shower and get a post-game meal. And we'll welcome in Chris Buchanan, assistant coach, making his debut here. And good to talk to Malcolm. He's been through kind of thick and thin with this team. But a great effort from him. And now the much anticipated and awaited radio debut of assistant coach Chris Buchanan. Congratulations, you finally made it out here, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And, this is waiting for this for a couple of years. So here we go.
Well, we got you out of here. But more importantly, this victory tonight, Maine, it's a totally different group. There's just a couple of holdovers from last season, a whole bunch of freshmen, some transfers that have become eligible. They play a unique style of basketball that's difficult to get ready for. But you guys got them ready early on. And after a little feeling out process, You got D going, which was important. Mm-hmm. But how important was the week of preparation, having 3 or 4 days not only to work on Maine, but to work on some individual fundamentals with guys?
You know what? It was great. It was great to have a little time off, just like you were saying, reference to kind of growing as a team. It's tough, though, because like you saw in the early minutes, you get a little rusty. You get a little complacent. And it's kind of not as crisp as it would be if you just came off a game. But, I mean, that being said, it was really good. It was really good for our guys. This is a really good group. This is a really good group. I mean, this is the first time we've really had graduate transfers here with us. And, I mean, just some of their impacts and some of our new guys, Chase, obviously, whatnot. This is a great group. This is a great group. And very coachable, everything we say. They listen. And it's paid off in the win category. Hope it keeps going.
Yeah, this game had a lot of ebbs and flows to it. You build an 11-point lead there midway through the first half, and Maine kind of switches things around. They get a little bit more aggressive down low. Didn't shoot the three well tonight after stroking it pretty well in the first couple of games. What was going on the benches, keeping rotations, and the five that finally made the final push, I don't know how often that five has played together in practice.
No, that's what I'm just saying about this group. I mean, it's somebody else every day. Like, as you've seen in the first couple games, Tiro Diabate, who had a great line tonight, didn't have his best two games on our California trip. And, I mean, he was played a huge, huge crucial factor tonight for us. So, it's great. I mean, seriously, this is a great group. And it's just like you said, it's so funny that you never know who's going to step up. You never know who's going to step up in any game. And that was the group that brought us home.
Chatting here with assistant coach Chris Buchanan. And now, the schedule's been funny. You played 3 games in 6 days. Then you got a week off. Now we got 3 games in 7 days here starting tonight. Rivalry game against Portland State in their building on Wednesday. I know the guys know. They haven't beat them for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So they want that one. And then UC Davis with a Saturday matinee a week from today at 1 o'clock. So again, one of those situations now where you build those fundamentals back up, but it's time to get after it. And they've shown so far early on that they've got the resolve, take care of the game, but immediately they can turn the page and put it past them, win or lose. They'll enjoy this one, I think, tonight, but I think by Monday morning when you get your hands on them again, they're going to be all dialed in to what do we need to do to beat the Vikings?
No, 100%. I mean, I can't say enough about this group. Is great carryover. Great carryover, very coachable. They listen. And, yeah, just like you took the words out of my mouth, Jason. I mean, this group is good. This group will listen. And so I said hopefully we continue to have carryover and build on everything towards the common goal and getting as many wins as possible. So.
Also got Hugh Hoagland back into action tonight. His first action, 12 minutes. Got a couple of buckets there. Chase set him up early on in the first half. Didn't figure much in the second half, but how important was it for him to just get out there 12 minutes, bang around a little bit, and then see how he's feeling tomorrow, but just start to get the legs back underneath him?
Sure. And that's something that's going to be happening in reference to he was out last week. Great week of practice, really getting better physically and just kind of being tougher overall. I mean, if you can talk to anyone on our team who's been here for a while. I mean, when he first came in, he wasn't the most in shape guy. But that being said, he's worked tremendously on his body, his effort on the court, his toughness in the weight room. He's a great kid, and we expect big, big things out of him this year. So really looking forward to getting him back.
What'll be a couple of things. Obviously, there were some stretches where turnovers became an issue, allowed Maine to, one, stay in contact, get that lead. What's going to be the focus here the next few days to get ready for Portland State?
Just don't turn the ball over. No, you're taking the words out of my mouth. But, no, just don't turn the ball over. They're a very good team, very, very talented. And as you've seen, and a lot of the Portland area fans, they're gonna press you. They're gonna press you. It's a 40 minutes of havoc, and they're gonna really get after us. So, in reference to what you were talking about, Maine, it was a little bit different in the style that Portland State is gonna play. So, I think we did pretty well in the turnover category versus Maine. We can't we do bad versus Portland State? That wouldn't be a positive.
No,
but I think we'll be all right.
We found that out last year. Chris Buchanan, assistant coach, thanks so much for stopping by.
Jason, thank you. Thank you. Hopefully I can get back on soon.
Yeah, we'll see more of you. We'll hear more of you throughout the regular season.